So I want to talk about if you're going to hire a designer, or if you're a designer doing a job, then I really want to go through this in simpler format as possible. You are a designer, so you're designing something, but probably visually. Now, if you're designing a website, you either are doing the back end or the front end, but this doesn't entirely make you a designer. It just makes you a specialist in knowing how to put design together for the front web, so it's put together to look good and be used. But you don't necessarily put it together to make it look good. This is the job of a designer. That's a graphic designer. And it's quite common and probably more advisable to use a visual designer who then puts that stuff together to create the pages, the web designer, who then works with the developer who makes it into a content management site or whatever it is that it's going to be. And understanding that in the ideal situation, there's three people doing that job. And I think that's one step closer to either as a business or as someone that's a designer to understand the work that goes involved and the processes involved. I think too many times, I've probably saying this podcast usually off the back of something. So I just kind of have revisited, job descriptions, if you will, about designers and what a lot of businesses or freelance designers, self-employed people are saying that they do. And yes, it's quite difficult, but it's also up to the designers involved to strive to be better and to not put themselves at risks, so that the clients are aware of the work that is involved, and that way you get the price paid, you're getting the price of your time and your knowledge and the value that you are worth. And likewise for the clients, you know that you're getting what you're supposed to get out of them. And this means that you actually are using the designer for what they're used for. If you've got somebody who just says that they are a visual designer, then can they do this for web or is it just that they are more of a visual arts and graphics designer? If so, and you're the client, then you can't be expected to, push this onto the designer. It's to get the best piece of work. You really need to diversify what those processes and roles are that you require in your design. And this is whether you know what you want or not. I think a lot of designers undervalue themselves, but equally, that's part of the process of the clients not knowing exactly what the designers do. So rather than try and tell it on both sides like I have done, I would probably suggest that in the end, the buck probably does lie with the designers and saying, what they do and don't do.